This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Mutinous soldiers surrounded the residence of Mali's president, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, on Tuesday following the apparent arrest of several military officials. The soldiers' unrest comes weeks after weeks of demonstrations calling for the president's resignation, prompting political chaos in the West African country, which has been undergoing stabilizing efforts since a coup in 2012. A West African regional official who spoke on condition of anonymity confirmed that Mali's president and prime minister had been detained by the soldiers Tuesday evening. The unrest began in the garrison town of Kati, the same place the 2012 unrest began. Soldiers took weapons from the armory at the barracks and then detained senior military officers. Anti-government protesters cheered the soldiers' actions. Some set fire to a building that belongs to Mali's justice minister. U.S. Democrats will formally nominate former Vice President Joe Biden as their candidate to face off against U.S. President Donald Trump in November's presidential election. Tonight, it's the second night of the four-day political convention, with most participants socially distanced and delivering or watching speeches on screens rather than in person. Former Presidents Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter will speak, along with Biden's wife and political advisor, Jill Biden. Biden is slated to formally accept the nomination on Thursday. His running mate, Kamala Harris, will give a speech tomorrow night. Meanwhile, President Trump is traveling to battleground states this week, giving campaign speeches. Next week, he will accept the Republican nomination for the presidential race from the White House. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.